Okay, yesterday we're learning about etiquette in a sa'uda and a meal. And the last thing we're learning about, you can use bread as long as it doesn't become disgusting through it. You're not allowed to throw bread, even if it doesn't become disgusting. Now, another din over here is, in Kitzur brings down, that food that's fit for a person should not be given to an animal. So the Mefarshim asks, Avsever asks the question, L'chaida, the Gemara tells a story that Shmuel, famous Shmuel of the Gemara, gave a piece of bread to a dog. So how can it then be that you can't do it? So he says, the difference is if it's your dog, you're allowed to. To feed somebody else's dog with human food, in other words, you don't give your animal glatt kosher steak. That's what you don't give your animal. Because again, if it's sad today in today's world, it's a different world. But according to Torah, people are more important than animals. Believe it or not, I mean, it's shocking. It's shocking, but human lives matter. I mean, some people say animal lives matter more. So he says, if it's your own animal, so then you're benefiting by it, then you would be allowed to. But otherwise, not what? It says you shouldn't food fit for a human. We're not talking about the leftover junk. You shouldn't take proper food and give it to an animal unless if it's your animal. Okay, next. It says that even the crumbs, you should be careful not to throw them because it's kosher lanius. It says in the Gemara that if you throw around even crumbs, it makes you come, God forbid, to poverty. So it says, ideally, don't do this today. There are people that do it. But the ideal situation is gather them and give it to the birds. Like it says, there's a din in Hilchos Yom Kippur, Erev Yom Kippur, that when you take the kapodis, then you shecht it. So it says, the inside of the animals that are not edible for people, you should put them on the roof and feed the birds with it. Why? Because we want to be Rachma v'kol Maisa. We want to ask Hashem Rachmanis for us on Yom Kippur. So we do it by showing we have Rachmanis even on animals. Yeah, I mean, you mean first? Yeah, that because usually the crumbs are ready.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about fish? Same thing.
Same thing.
You live by the water.
Huh?
You live by the water. Left on the chalat and fish.
Yeah, people do that. You can give it to the fish. You can give it to animals. Okay, now another din that people don't keep. It says when you drink water, you shouldn't drink it openly. Face. You should a little bit turn to the side a little bit. That's just etiquette. As far as it says, only water though. Any other liquid doesn't matter. Another din is you're not supposed to stare at somebody while they're eating. Because it's embarrassing. And not even on his shirt, because sometimes things fall down. Food can fall, you get embarrassed. It's embarrassing to look at people when they eat. Off the record, I never understood these cafes where people sit outside and they're eating and everybody's walking by. I just think, how in the world can they do that? Huh? Whatever, it doesn't matter. Okay, now what happens if you have a food and it has a good smell and a person is just dying to get, a craving. So it says you should give them a little bit because it says it's dangerous to a person that sees food that he wants and he can't eat from it. That doesn't always apply. There's a story with the famous Pelush Rebbe, Reb Naftali Rabchitzer. When he was a little boy, then they didn't have candy. They had their treats were fruits. So he wanted a fruit. And his father didn't want to give it to him. So he made the very parades. He made the bracha. So then, if his father didn't give it, it would have been a bracha of Atola. So that's the way he got the fruit. He made a bracha and his father gave it to him. I told my kids, it's not going to help. You do that, you're still not going to get it. Okay. Now there's another interesting. Okay, we have time. It says in Kitzur from Shulchan Aruch that you're not allowed to give food to somebody who you know is not going to wash for bread. Why? Because the shail is, are you evil if ne'iver le'sitin mechshol? There's two issues. There's one lav that's called lefne'iver le'sitin mechshol, which is biblical. And then there's another concept in halacha that sometimes you're not evil lefne'iver, but you're evil misayeya le'de'avera. You're helping somebody sin. So you're not biblically transgressing lefne'iver sometimes. So there's a whole shaila like this. Can a restaurant, I'll mention a few shailas that the Toskim talk about. For instance, is a bakery allowed to sell bread to somebody who you know is not going to wash and bench? So now a religious Jew comes into a bakery and wants to buy bread. Are you allowed to sell him bread? Why? Because now he's not going to wash, he's not going to bench, and you're helping him sin. Are you allowed to do that? Or there's a tshuva, if I remember correctly, Machne Chaim, was a great Ungarish Pesach. Somebody asked him, can you be a librarian in a library where there are non-kosher books? You know, Aveda Zara, or whatever. And because then you might be giving a book to somebody that's Jewish, that it's a forbidden food. So let me tell you a little bit in the background of the din to understand it better. The Gemara talks in Nazir, in a different place where it speaks about lefne'iver le'sitin mechshol. For instance, it speaks over there about a Nazirite who's not allowed to drink wine. So it says, what happens if we're sitting at the same table with a Nazir, and there's a bottle of wine in front of me, and the Nazir says to me, do me a favor, pass me the wine. So, am I allowed to give him the wine? I'm helping him do an Aveda. So the Gemara says, the Gemara uses the expression, if it's on the same side of the river, which means he could have gotten it without you, so then you didn't do anything. Why didn't you do anything? Maybe you must say, yeah, but the din of Lifnaiv, the Gemara says, you're not able. Why not? Without me, he could have gotten it anyway. So what's the big deal? What happens if he's on the other side of the river and the Nazir says, do me a favor, throw over the bottle of wine? Then you're not allowed to, because without you, he couldn't get it. And now, you're helping him sin, so you're evil of neiv siti mechshol. So there's a whole shuvin, Teres Chesed, the Lubliner Goin, was the Talmud of the Tzemach Tzedek, his Sefer wrote Teres Chesed. And he writes that if you give it to him as a gift, then you're talking not allowed to. Why? Because he can't get a gift anywhere. So without you, he wouldn't get it. But if you sell it to somebody, just like you're selling it to him, he can get it somewhere else also. So then you're not evil if the evil is to mechshol. Then you're not evil if the evil is to mechshol, because you're not helping them get it. You don't sell it to go next door to the next bakery and buy it. So you're not really helping them so much. So then he write, then you would be allowed to. Some people write that even misayaya, helping them sin, is also not forbidden because you're not helping them, not with your body, not with your money. Anyway, that's the whole thing over there. Another thing they write, that if it's only drabonon, like washing for bread, and the bracha before eating, it's only rabbinic. By rabbinic, there's no, many poskim hold, there's no din of lefne'ivim, esayeya, by yisid rabbanim.
So if you have Friday night people that don't wash?
So the truth of the matter, if you have people in your house, I know the world is lenient, but if you look in, as I say, to expect cold-blooded halacha, if somebody's in your house and you don't, and you, you should offer them strongly to wash.
Yeah, you do.
Okay, but as far as you're concerned, they could wash.
What if they wash and they don't bench?
Yeah.
That's more common.
Of course. Yeah, but how do you know they're not going to bench? When you give them the food, they're not telling you, oh, I'm not going to bench.
Well, I know from experience.
That doesn't mean anything. A Jew has a cheskes kashis, he's going to do tshuva, he's going
to
bench.
In the middle of the meal, if I could tell me.
Somebody asked me an interesting shaila today, along the similar lines. what's this called? Postmates?
No.
Postmates. Yeah, Postmates. So they want to know if somebody's allowed to, somebody has to shalom. Can they be a delivery boy for Postmates when you might be delivering meat and milk? Now, meat and milk, not only you can't eat, you can't benefit from it. So the question is he allowed to be a delivery boy for Postmates? Yeah, Postmates? If he might be bringing meat and milk. So the answer is he could, because you're not getting paid for delivering meat and milk. You're getting paid for delivering. What's the difference? To you, there's no difference what you're delivering. You're not dafka delivering. If it would be a Jew, then you have another problem. You have the shaila comes up many, many times, and I personally get it a lot of times. People have non-from relatives, non-religious relatives, and they don't keep kosher, and the relatives are older, you know, and they say to the child, do me a favor, go to the store and buy me this tray for meat, whatever. You're not allowed to. It's a very big shaila. Even though it's kibbut av aim, but still, it's forbidden to give buy a Jew tray for meat and definitely to offer it to them. And therefore, there's a big problem with these, some girls, like college girls, that need room and board. So they want to become nannies by certain families that are not from. And by the thing, you have to cook. And then you have to buy, and you're buying trays, and you have to cook meat and milk together, which just cooking meat and milk together is forbidden. It's a very big shalat. There's no hetter for it, basically. It's a very, very big problem. Anyway, so in Kitzur, he says, though, you should only give it to know that somebody who's going to wash and bench. But I told you many times, there's a leniency without that. Next in, one more thing. If you're a guest in somebody's house, and there's not a lot of food on the table, you're a guest and somebody else, you're not allowed to give the kids of the host or hostess food from the table. Why? Because maybe there's not going to be enough food for all the adults and guests, right? And the kids were planning to get something else later. So then you're embarrassing the host and hostess. But it says in Aloha, if you see a lot of food on the table, there's definitely ample food. So then there's no problem. But you shouldn't just give people food because there might not be enough food for everybody else. Okay. Okay.